Dozens of people are packed into a storefront in Lakewood. They've come to hear Bernie Sanders, live-streamed over the web, as he lays out the future for his political organization. The group, called Our Revolution, is meant to continue the spirit of his campaign outside of the presidential election.
All across this country, we have cities and towns passing legislation for $15 an hour, and you have Democratic candidates all over this country running on a platform of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
This office in Lakewood is home to the recently created Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus. It's separate from Bernie Sanders' national group, but has a similar mission, to support progressive causes on the local level. Tristan Rader is the operations director.
Me, I was a social worker a year ago, and now I find kind of a new path, but I'm finding even more meaning in what I'm doing, and there's a lot of people in my situation who weren't engaged, who are now engaged because of this political atmosphere.
Rader and others are hoping to build upon a network of people who supported Sanders in the Ohio primary. They started up the caucus shortly before the Democratic National Convention, and they're deciding how to leave their mark on local elections.
Talking to individuals, and some of the sense we're getting is city council races across the county will be a key point, as well as some key mayoral races. However, again, we're just in the very beginning stages of identifying those people.
Rader says the caucus hasn't yet decided whether to make endorsements in the future, but there is one big issue it is staying neutral on, says political director Steve Haleko, and that's this year's presidential race.
We do have folks that are solid Democrats working for Hillary, but we do have folks that are Bernie or bust, and we felt that it would be impossible to keep the group together if we went one direction or the other.
In the meantime, they're devising what to work on first. Registering voters and raising the minimum wage in Cleveland are near the top of the list. Outreach Director Ivanka Hall has some additional ideas.
Employment, education, housing, and health. So those are my main things, and those are a big part of Bernie's platform.
She says she wants to see candidates for office take a stand on those issues.
We have to have people who have an interest, a keen interest, in the least of us. You know, if you do not have an interest in the issues that are impacting poor people, and you live in a city that's poor, then you should not be there.
If the caucus does eventually decide to endorse council or mayoral candidates, it could end up in competition with Democratic incumbents who are often difficult to defeat.
Yeah. One question I want to get from you guys, because we are a caucus. We're an official PAC, actually, political action committee. Like it or leave it.
An informational meeting at the Parma Library draws about 30 people interested in the Progressive Caucus. Tristan Rader asks how they should fundraise. Should they take only small donations? Should they raise money from unions? George Bombau worked for Republic Steel in Lorain until the company laid off its workers. He says there was grieving after Sanders lost the nomination. At the Democratic National Convention, some Sanders supporters staged a walkout to protest their treatment by the party.
I kind of felt isolated after the DNC fiasco. I was totally outraged. But the online community, and that's how I found this group, kind of from the online fellow outraged Bernie crats.
There's still a long haul ahead for the group. Once it gathers supporters together, it will then have to keep them together. One attendee at the event in Lakewood, Larry Cornett, sees a cautionary tale in the collapse of previous progressive groups.
I was involved in various coalitions on the left starting around 68. And I'd seen various groupings ranging from, you know, progressive Democrats to socialists. And I've seen them, when they don't have a basic platform, you know, fall apart in infighting over this or that issue.
Organizers say they're optimistic for the future, even if they're not so thrilled with the next few months of the election. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.